Kultur um 5.
Erwäsch vom künstlerischen Ego an hin zu einer kollektiven Arbeit, das war das Motto von dem Litzburger Pavillon, den Andrea Mancini des Jahr zusammen mit dem belgo-italienischen Kollektiv Every Island, der Kuratrice Joël Vallabrega, auf vier KünstlerInnen, die der Pavillon wie die letzten Monate immer nicht mit Performance überspielt wird. Und nach dem namenlichen Titel wie der Pavillons Projekt A Comparative Dialect Act, erschenkt Lou ein Vinyl, die noch Modelle von den Performances von der Céline Davas, der Céline Young, der Stina Force und der Bella Bagina abhängt. Für hier Performances und die Fähre sich, ob ein gemeinsames Klangbibliothek konnte basieren, am Ende des Heilt beim Andrea Mancini, der Künstler, der für dieses Projekt sein Ego ganz zurückgeschraubt hat und der gerade zu Brüssel sitzt. Wir meinen das auf Englisch. Hi, Andrea.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good, fine. How about you? How is Brussels?
Brussels is pretty rainy, but I'm used to it, so.
Yes, it's the same as here in Luxembourg. Well, yeah, we're already listening to one excerpt that you brought us from the vinyl. So you knew from the start that this vinyl publication was going to be the achievement of the whole project. Vinyl publication is something concretely traceable material, whereas your performances, the performances that took place in the pavilion were fleeting. How does this artistically alter what was done?
Yeah, but first of all, it's not the end result. It's more, it's also mm-hmm. not just the performances. What we wanted to do is to create this vinyl which was showing what was happening inside, and we wanted to focus on the notion of dialogue. So actually, the vinyl starts with a dialogue and it's ongoing until the end. So there's parts of performances, but you can't really distinguish them.
Yes, exactly. That's why I said in the beginning, notamment, because it's, as you just said, not just the performances, but also samples of the common library that you had, if I understood it rightly. So how exactly did the selection of the music take place? Selection, not even, it's a composition. How did you compose it, basically?
Yeah, so the idea was to have two sorts of categories of moments during that dialogue, like all humans do, that speak different languages and come together. There are moments, there's many moments of cacophony. Mm-hmm. And then there's also some moments of harmony or moments where people get actually along and finally arrive in collaboration. And the moments of cacophony, of course, is when different sonic identities struggle to communicate with each other. So actually, what I wanted to do is to do this ongoing thing where there is no beginning and no end, mm-hmm. and you could just grasp a moment of this 6 month long process, like when you were in the pavilion, you could not grasp the entire thing, you could just mm-hmm. be there for that single moment.
Yeah, exactly. And as you just said, I mean, it would be kind of a lie to just say that the dialogue between human people is only just harmonious and working all the time. And I think, if I understood it rightly, that the different artists never met, so you had to kind of like do a patchwork, but they still met through the common sounds they created.
Yes, exactly. So the we created the artwork that we created is the space, the pavilion, which is a tool to co-create. So all the aspects of the space would be available for the artist that would come inside of the space. Mm-hmm. And before the exhibition, we asked them to create this sound library in which they would identify their sonic identity, and this would be then brought together and given to all the four artists. And during the time in the space, they would communicate with each other by incorporating the sound library in their various ways of production. That's how they would all be present without physically being present.
Yeah, because there's other things in physical presence. I suggest we just now listen to a short other excerpt that you brought us, which is, I guess, a bit more of a cacophonic moment of the of the adventure.
I also found something else.
Human pubic hairs wrapped around it.
In pocket.
And I flew to the roof of the tallest building I could find. A while to find a building that wasn't trying to repel me with bird spikes or dazzling mirrors or acoustic shocks or predator dummies. But I found it.
Well, yeah, this takes me back to Venice because I recognized part of the performance, among others, of Céline Dawas.
Exactly.
How does it make you feel to listen to it right now? Maybe you want to say some words about that excerpt?
Of course. Today, like this weekend, is the final is the finissage of the Biennale. It was a very, very long process. What you heard right now was actually three live performance parts from Céline Jiang, Stina Force, and Céline Dawas, mm-hmm. and then there was one Lena samples. It was pretty fantastic experience that is unfortunately coming to an end now.
Yes, of course, and this was going to be my next question. After a month of performances, I don't know how many, if you could be there all the time, and even more month of preparations and conceptualization. How rewarding does it feel to have achieved all of this now, and how nostalgic does one feel when all is said and done? Because this is, however, a different experience to just in between inverted commas putting up some paintings.
Yeah, I mean, we are very happy what we've achieved until now. And I think we learned a lot also during the process of the preparation and also especially during the process of the exhibition. I was there at every residency and it was very intense weeks for the artists, the guest artists and also ourselves. It's not an easy space, especially with an audience that is present. So there was a lot of vulnerability moments. And it also really like took time for the artist to appropriate the space.
Yeah, sure.
And as I said, yeah, we learned a lot by doing actually, and we made it a lot. We made some mistakes that we could also modify on the go because we could adapt the space and the project on the go actually. And what is exciting with this project is that it is actually an infrastructure that could be iterated somewhere else. And to open up this dialogue, not only between those four guest artists, but then also to other artists.
Exactly. It's a dispositif that you co-created with every island. And indeed, it could incorporate other voices. So it's not exactly as the vinyl. It's not just a closed system. It's an open system, which
Yeah, actually, the vinyl could also be a series. Huh? We could also do a second vinyl with a next iteration. I mean, it's everything is open. There is not really like a start or ending points. And it has been also announced last week that we're going to actually do a new iteration of this work at Mudam in September 2025. And it will be also a bit different, the scenography and also the program.
Sounds very good. Yeah, so I'm just going through a few of the topics that seem to have been incorporated into the different performances. There was cyberfeminism, there was question of transgender, there was live drumming, energy versus pre-recorded samples, animals as metaphors and as metamorphoses. And I think your pavilion in the end really did dissolve egos and offered a lot of diversity. How did it feel to be behind kind of the mastermind or architect behind all of that?
I mean, at the beginning, it was not. With every artist, it was not easy to be in this position where there's a lot of focus on the name, you know, because it is the Biennale with our names on top, you know. But then it was really like also about the way of being with them there. That they really like. It was an exercise of trust all the time, you know. And in the end, it really unfolded how we imagined it or how we hoped it, even though there were some moments that were not so easy. I think every artist really approached the projects in a very experimental and very unique way. And they really also learned new ways of performing or co-creating.
Yes, an exercise of trust. I think that's a beautiful way to sum it up what you just said. Whereas the vinyl is an open project, unfortunately here on the radio the time is not an ongoing process and it has some limitations. So we're already running out of time. I suggest we listen to one last excerpt. I'm already thanking you, Andrea, for doing this interview with us. Voilà, soweit Andrea Mancini zu der Comparative Dialogue Act Plug. Der Plug ist für die Finissage von der Biennale diese Freitag disponibel. Die Finissage findet am Studio Giardini statt. Wir haben uns gerade noch zu wenig soll sehen. Gibt eine Listening Session, dann noch ein DJ Set. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, thank you.
It's so good.